acha left layames the rabbi. Somebody else doesn't have fear of the master. Therefore, if the master tells you to leave, you don't have to think, you don't have a right to stay left for sure. You have to be afraid maybe still there. But ha yisle aims to the rabbi. Over your own Talmud, he has a fear of the master. Therefore, when the master told you to leave, the master has a right to stay, most probably he left. And therefore, if the master continues on and bang away and kills him, that's why it's potter migolus, that's called korov leonis. Alright, we'll stop here.
You were holding daf lamed gimel lamed aleph. The Gemara says again that the achad less layems to the rabbi, ha yis layems to the rabbi. That's the last teretz that when the master tells his student to leave the room, so there the nagar has a right to think that he left, and therefore it's called the shaygig. If he kills him, that's why it's potter migolus. But somebody else doesn't have aim or doesn't have fear for his master, therefore he doesn't think he does not supposed to take on that the person left. Now the Gemara says, Rav Zvid Mishmei Derova Masin Lo Aho. He learned this halacha on this halacha over here. That Yichai B'dal Dvorim. That what the pasuk says, Umotzo, if you find him, so Idashim Prat Lamamsis Atzmui. Not if somebody caused himself like to die. Mikan from here, Amar Rav Lezer Ben Yaakov. Mi Sheyotze So'eve Mitachas Yodoi. If somebody was upstairs on the third or fourth floor, and he dropped out a stone from his hand, he dropped down a stone. And then a person on the second story put out his head, and the stone now went into his head and killed him, Potter. So top one is Potter. This is the case that, and look who this means, it's Potter Migolus. So the Mora says, Omer Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina, Yishno, in such a case, Potter Migolus. It's true, the person is Potter Migolus. It's not called a shege because the pasuk says umotzo prat lamansi esatzmoi. But you should know v'chayev be'abod devarim. But if the person just did damage to the one below, he didn't kill him, then he's chayev and al devarim because it's called a pasheya like Rashi says shazorik evel amokan shabina yodim mitzuyim because he should have known that it's possible people could put the head out or people could get hurt there. So therefore he's chayev and al devarim. So Gemara says like this. Man the master lo aho, the one that said this chay b'dalad dvorim in this last case, koshchei nakamaisa, for sure in the cases before of the Mishnah or the case before when you go into somebody's store without permission, for sure over there you chay b'dalad dvorim, because over there since you saw the person come in, you should have watched yourself. But a man the master lo akamaisa, the one that learns it on the first cases, that over there you chay b'dalad dvorim by the naga by the store, avalaho, but in his last case. Here could be his potter even from Dalad Varam, because here it's called Korav Lashaygig, it's not called a Pesheya, since he didn't think people put his head, the head out. So in this case, this man the Amor hold that they attack even potter Midalad Varam. Now, Tana Rabbon, we learned in a brace like this. Poyalim Shebo Litfoyas Chorim Mibalabayis. Workers that come to the Balabos to receive their paycheck. And when they went to the balabos, to the master's house, v'nokhon shorish balabayis, the ox of the owner hurt them. Or else v'noshchon kalba shabalabayis, the dog of the balabos bit them. Umeis, and they died. So locher is potter, that the balabos is potter from paying for the damage. Achirim oimrim, others say no, that rishoyim poilum litvoyas chorim balabayis, that the workers have a right to come to collect their pay from the balabos. Therefore, that they came in with permission, therefore the balabos is chayiv to pay for the damage that happened to them. So Gemara says, hey chidomi, what's the case talking about? If the balabos is chayiv to be in the town, if nerds by work, if so, my time of the achirim, what's the reason of the achirim then? Like, what right does the workers have the right to come to the house? If the master, the boss, is always at home, if so, my time of the Tanakama, what's the reason of the Tanakama? The crew of the workers have a right to come to pick up the check, so they have a right to come into the house. So Gemara says the case here is, the machlokes is by loitzricha, I'll tell you what we're talking about, the gavro de shchiach v'lo shchiach, a boss that sometimes is at home and sometimes is at work. The curry above, and the case was here that these workers came knocking at his door, the yomalu in, and the balabos, the master said yes. So the question is, what did he mean when he said yes? Masova in oil. The Achirim say, the Balabos meant to say, yes, come in, and therefore they have permission to come into the house. If they get damaged, the Balabos has to pay for it. In oil to mashma means to come inside. Umasaba, the Tanakama holds no. In kuma duchtucho mashma, the Balabos just meant to say, yes, I know you're there, wait outside. Wait till I bring the check outside, but you have no right to come in. Therefore, if you come in, I'm potter from paying. Tanya, we learned the Gemara says now, command the yom in kuma dichtucho mashma. Mashma. I bring your proof to the Tanakama, the attack of the Balabos is potter. All he meant to say is yes, but wait outside. The Tanya we learned, a worker that came to collect his paycheck from the Balabos, or else the dog bit him, Potter, the Balabos is Potter from paying the damage. Even though they came in with permission. So the question is, am I Potter? Why are they Potter then? If they came in with permission, why should the Balabos be Potter? El olav isn't the case talking about the korea bova that they knocked at the front door. The yom lay in, and the balabos said yes. Or shmamid of here, it's a proof in kumadik tochom mashmo. Yes means stay in your place. That means yes, wait till I bring the check outside, but you have no right to come in. Therefore, if they got hurt, the balabos is potter. Now the Mishnah says shnei shvorin tamin. If you have two shvorim, two oxen, they're both a tam. They did damage one to the other. So the locher is mishalmin b'moisar chatzin nezik. That we have to look at the damage each one did to the other, and the one that did more damage, that's really the damage, and you have to pay chatzin nezik. Let's say one damaged the other $150, and the other one damaged back $100. So really, he damaged then the other one $50. Because $50, that's what he did to him. So really, there's a $50 damage here. Out of that, you pay a chatzin nezek, you only have to pay $25. What about shneya muadim? Let's say both axes are muad, they did damage already three times. Then mishalmim b'moitzin nezek shalom. Like then, the mazik would have to pay the $50. If one did 50, one did 100 back, so the one that did 100 back would have to pay the $50 to the other one. What about echot tam v'echot muad? One shor is a tam and one shor is a muad. So it's like this: muad b'tam. If the muad did the bigger damage, so then mishalom b'moitzin nezek shalom. He has to pay the extra, the complete nezek shalom. Like if the tam did to him $50 worth of damage, and he did back to the other $100, so he did $50 more. He has to pay the complete $50. What about tam b'muad? Let's say the tam did the bigger damage to the muad, so then mishalom b'moitzin chatzin nezek. He has to pay the bigger, the more the damage, only chatzin nezek. Now, the same thing would apply with two people. Shechov lu zeh b'zeh, that they damage one to another. That mishalmi b'moisin nezek shalom. We have to see which one did more damage to the other one, and he has to pay nezek shalom. Now, odon b'muad or muad b'yodim. What about if a man did damage to the ox, and the ox did damage back to the man, and the ox is a muad? So he also has to pay nezek shalom. Therefore, the same halach would apply that mishalim nezek shalom. The mishalim b'moisin nezek shalom. The one that did more of the damage would have to pay nezek shalom. Odom b'tam v'tam b'yodim. What about the axe was only a tam? Then it depends. Odom b'tam. If the odom did more of the damage, mishalim b'moisin nezek shalom. Another has to pay a nezek shalom. Tam b'yodim. If the tam did the more of the damage, mishalim b'moisin chatzin nezek. He only has to pay the more of the damage that he did, only chatzin nezek. On this, the Mishnah says the chiddush that Rabbi Akiva, Omer Rabbi Akiva holds af tam shechova b'yodim mishalim b'moisin nezek shalom. You know, a tam that does damage to a man, he has to pay a nezek shalom. The din of chatzin nezek is only from a shor to a shor, but a shor to another has to pay a nezek shalom. What's the reason of Rabbi Kiva? The Gemara says, Tana Rabban, word like this. The pasuk says, kemishpat hazeh yaseloi, which means the halacha when the shor hits a man has the same halacha. So Tana Kama says that shor b'shor, kach mishpat shor b'yodim. That the same way one shor hits another shor, the same halachas apply if a shor hits a man. That ma shor b'shor, just like a shor hits another shor. Tam mishalom chatzin nezek, or muad nezek shalom, af shor b'yodim. The same thing when a shor hits a man, tam is mishalom chatzin nezek, or muad nezek shalom. That's the way the Tanakama dashens. that kemishpat hazeh yasaloi, that the mishpat of Ashur b'Shur, the same thing applies to mishpat of Ashur b'Yodim. And they don't dash in the word hazeh to say here is different. However, Rabbi Kiva says no, the pasuk says kemishpat hazeh. The word hazeh means this halach is a new halacha when a shor hits a man. So it means to tell us ketachton v'loy kelyon, that the halach of a tachton of the halach of a muid and not the halach of a tam. That when the tam hits another, he has to pay a nezek shalom. For the Gemara of Saul Yochel, I would think to say mishalom in haliyah. Maybe it has mamish the halacha like a muid that you have to pay the nezek shalom from your own pocket, not only from the goof of the shor. On this Talmud Leiman, no, a Talmud Leiman, the pasuk says, Yaseloi. That means, Megufa, Mishalim, Vienna, Mishalim, and Aliyah. Even according to Rabbi Kiva, that the Tam pays a Nesek Shalom, but it's only if the goof is worth that much. You don't have to pay more than the goof of the Mazik. For Rabbanu Fret Gemara Zelomli, what do they do with the pasuk Mishpat Hazeh? So they say, Lepoitra Miyarba Dvorim, the teacher that if a shor hits a man, the Baal HaShor is potter from the four things from the Tsar, Ripa, Shevas, and Boshes. For Rabbi Akiva, Lepoitra Miyarba Dvorim Minoli, how does he know to say the Baal HaShor is potter from the Dal Dvorim? So Mura says, Nafkale, they learned it out, Meish Kiite Mum Biyamisoi, the pasuk says, that we dash in Ish Biyamisoi, Vulei Shor Biyamisoi. Only if a man hits his friend, he has to pay Dal Dvorim, and not if a shor hits a man. Like, what do they need the word has there for? We want to learn it out from here. From this last pasuk, only by tzar the potter, because that's what this pasuk is talking about. But maybe if a shor hits a man, the baal shor will have to pay the doctor bills and the shevis, how much he can't work. That's what we need the pasuk there to tell us no, that when a shor hits a man, he's potter lagamri.
Now the Mishnah says, shor shove mono. Shenogach shor shova mosayim, of a shor that's worth $100, did damage to a shor that's worth $200, and it killed it. V'yein ha'nevela yofaklum, and the dead nevela, the dead body is not worth anything. So it comes out that the damage was 200, and the mazik, the tam, has to pay chatzinezek, which is $100. So therefore the lochur is noitel es ha'shor, that the nizik has a right to take away the shor from the mazik. And this the Gemara says, Masnis and Mani, who does our Mishnah go like? Rabbi Akiva, our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Akiva Shita. The Tanya we learned. Yusham Hashor Bebezdin Divir Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel Shita is that the Tam has to pay Chatzinezek Migufoi. It doesn't mean that the Nizik has a right to take away the goof of the animal. It just means that Yusham Hashor Bezdin has to evaluate how much the shor is worth. And according to the valuation of the shor, that's how much the mazik has to pay. Like, he doesn't have to pay more than the value of the shor, even if he did a $200 damage. So chatzinezek is $100. Let's say the shor was only worth $75. So then the mazik does not have to pay more than $75. But the nizik does not have a right to take away the shor. It just means that Bezdin evaluates to see how much the shor was worth to know how much the mazik has to pay. Rabbi Akiva says no, Huchlat Hashor. Huchlat Hashor means the Nizik has a right to take away the shor itself. In such a case, where the shor was worth $100 and that's how much the Chatzinezek is, the Nizik has a right to Huchlat take away the shor from the Mazik. So Mar says, "V'maykum iflagei." What do they argue in? Rabbi Shmuel holds Bal Chayfu. You should know the Mazik of a tam is called like a bal chayif, he just owes money. V'zuzahu demaskele, I owe you money. True, I did damage to you. I have to pay you chatzinezek, care for the damage. And I have to pay you according to how much my share is worth, not more than my share is worth. But after we know how much my share is worth, the pshat is I owe you money, but you have no right to take away my share. For Rabbi Akiva, sub Rabbi Akiva holds, Shutfei Ninu. No, you should know right away, as soon as the mazik, the tam does damage, right away the nizik becomes a shutif in that shor, and the nizik has a right to get his money from the guf hashor, from the guf of the mazik itself. Or kamiflagi b'hai kron, they argue in this posik. The posik says, by a tam, u mochru es hashor hachai, he has to sell the live animal. If one animal worth $200 killed the other animal that's worth $200, so chatzinezek is $100. So the Torah says they have to sell the mazik, the chotzu es kasboi, and they divide up the money 50-50, 100-100 apiece. Now Rabbi Shmuel saw a levei dinu kamazer rachmona. The Torah is talking about the Bezdin. Whereas the Nizik has no right to take the shor at all. The Torah talks to the Bezdin. The Bezdin has to do this. For Rabbi Kiva Sovar, Le Nizik U Mazik Mazalu Rachmona, the Torah like is talking to the Mazik and to the Nizik. You now are like Shutfim in the shore, each one owes $100 worth, therefore the Torah is telling you too, go and sell it and give $100 a piece. Mora says, my Benaya, what's the difference between both of them? But the Monashoch, the Mazik has to pay the Chatzin Nazik anyway, what's the difference? So Gemara says, Hegdish Nizik Ika Benayu. The Nafkumina will be, let's say the Nizik wakes up right away and wants to be Magdish to shore. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, the Hegdish is not Chal. But according to Rabbi Kiva, the Hegdish is Chal because the Nizik has a Shutfis, owns the shore already. Now the Gemara says, Boyim Minei Rovim Rav Nachman. Rov asked a question from Rav Nachman. What's going to be the locho Mochru Mazik Rabbi Shmuel? According to Rabbi Shmuel Shita, that the shor belongs completely to the Mazik, what's going to be if the Mazik sells it? Mahu, what's the locho? The what? Kivun the Yom Rabbi Shmuel. Bal Choyfu Bezuzuhu Demaskilei Mochor. Since Rabbi Shmuel says the Mazik owns the shor, it's only the pshat that he owes the money to the Nizik. So if the Mazik sells the shor to somebody else, the sale should be good. Or Duma, maybe no.